John, can you talk a little bit about the salvage space? ICE is very commonly utilized, but other strategies have been looked at in trial. Craig referred to bevacizumab, checkpoint inhibitors. Right now, where are we in terms of non-trial options for salvage therapy? I think I'm starting to hear people talk about, you know, bevacizumab and checkpoint inhibitors in that space. What do we know about it?
Yeah, so there are a variety of approaches that people have looked at. And unlike in diffuse large cell lymphoma, where we've had a couple of randomized trials that have looked at this question, no one's really done a prospective randomized comparison to sort out what the best salvage regimen may be. I mean, historically, the response rates to all of these regimens looked very similar in terms of CR plus partial response. But what we've seen now are this generation of newer trials where people have looked to incorporate brentuximab either with platinum-containing regimens, DHAP, ESHAP, or what have you, and we've seen very high CR rates in those phase 1-2 experiences. We did a study where we combined BV with bendamustine, and that was taken into a phase 2 study by the company, where again they saw a pretty good PET negative CR rate pre-transplant in transplant eligible patients. And again, there was a combination, as you mentioned, of BV plus nivolumab in the pre-transplant setting, where again the CR rate looked better than traditional chemotherapy, but maybe not as good as a non-checkpoint containing regimen. Again, leading to the question of, you know, what might the PET scan represent in people that are getting a checkpoint inhibitor in combination, and could it reflect immune milieu and not lack of response?
In general nowadays, John, is ICE still your usual regimen, or what are you doing?
So as a card-carrying Canadian, so we use a regimen that's gemcitabine-based called GDP. You know, certainly as we've lectured or presented about the data, you know, I consider most of these interchangeable and people should use a regimen they feel very comfortable with. And given all of the data around a regimen like ICE, I certainly feel very comfortable with people using that or, you know, IGEV as is used in Europe or BGEV where it's given with Benda. So I think any of those regimens, as long as your team is comfortable giving it and managing side effects, they all look equally effective.
So, Craig, can you talk a little bit about some of the clinical research that's done, including the study you were just referring to, utilizing bevacizumab, utilizing checkpoint inhibitors, utilizing both in this salvage setting?
So first, I agree with John. I have a table that I usually use when I use a lecture. It turns out that almost all the regimens have the same complete response rate. It's somewhere between, because we use PET now to determine complete response, it's somewhere between 55 and 70%. So the CR rate is very high. So you really need to be comfortable with the fact of whatever regimen that you want. I will say, though, the modern regimens are less toxic than the older regimens. And what I mean by that is when you give sequential therapy, so we've championed giving brentuximab vedotin as a single agent, followed by consolidation with ICE. And the reason we did that is because ICE is fairly toxic and BV is not. But we and the City of Hope did similar studies, but the CR rate to single agent BV is only about the same as is everywhere else, 35 to 40%.
So again, are you doing that outside of trials?
I do that. That's what I do.
So you wait and see, and if they have a CR?
Then no chemotherapy.